Are you experiencing stress, anxiety, or unhappiness? Do you feel weighed down by the past? Stay tuned for a special message from Roland Trujillo, host of the Shedding Shackles radio program. For over 25 years, Roland Trujillo has been helping people shed the shackles of unhappy memories, consisting of upset, hurt feelings, and negative emotions that bind them to the past. Over the years, many people have listened to and benefited from Roland's positive message. Perhaps you too can discover the secret to becoming free from the past and moving forward to live a new life of joy and purpose. And now, here's your Shedding Shackles host, Roland Trujillo.
Hello everyone, welcome. My name is Roland. The program is called Shedding Shackles. Today, I want to take a little time just to talk to you about this and that. I've been on the air now for almost 27 years. This is my 27th year on the air. 26 years plus. All over the country. In San Francisco for a long time. Here in Southern California. Across the country. All over the place. Everywhere from Kansas City to Florida, West Virginia, North Carolina, South Carolina, Pennsylvania, all over the country, Seattle, Washington. My message has always been the same. My message is this. Most people are in a semi-daydream state, lost in their thinking, walking around lost in thinking, distracted. And when you're distracted like that, when you're lost in thought, when things cause you to fall away from reality and get lost in thought, then you're not at your best. And as a matter of fact, you're very vulnerable to influence and to be fooled and to be tricked and to be taken advantage of and all of that. But you are far, 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 far away from your best. And I know it's hard for you to understand this, but maybe I can just point out the fact that you know that you're not at your best most of the time. Something is wrong. If you were at your best, let's put it this way. If you were at your best, if you were composed and together and patient, and if you had understanding, and if you had wisdom, if you had wisdom. There are very few people around that have wisdom anymore. Oh, yes, there are some, but you won't hear of them. It's somebody that you don't even know. But the ones that have the big mouths and are running other people's lives, those are the ones 99.9% of the time who don't have wisdom. They don't have understanding because they're ambitious. And they've lost all of their common sense. It's been drummed out of them by sitting around in school for years and years and decades. But that's another topic. Right now we want to focus on you. And when I say you, I'm talking to the average person. Okay? If you had wisdom and understanding, then you would not have all the problems that you have now. They would never have developed in the first place because of your wisdom. How about your finances? How about your relationships? How about your health? Something is wrong. How about your happiness, your joy? You had it once. Can you remember that far back when you were a little child? You remember joy? Now you can fake joy, or you can find someone who... It always makes me laugh to think, why do people need comedians to be happy? See, why can't you be happy without a comedian? Why do you need sports on television or music to entertain you? Wouldn't reality be just enough? The blue sky and the clouds floating by and beautiful flowers and the birds singing and your beloved family. Wouldn't that be enough? Why do you need something else to entertain you, to perk you up or to bring you down or to excite you? Why would you need someone to motivate you? Can't you motivate yourself? Why do you need someone to motivate you? Or to inspire you. It doesn't make any sense. But see, you're so used to that, you don't even realize it. But all I can say is that if you were at your best, then you would not have problems. And if you had problems, you could quickly nip them in the bud. And life would be sweet and life would be good. And you would be full of joy. And you'd be able to solve problems. And your relationships would be better and your finances and everything else. So let's talk about how you can be at your best. You need a little help. You need a little help. My meditation can help you. Okay, and so I'll talk about the meditation when we come back from this announcement. Please listen carefully. It contains some important information about my meditation. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. Have I gotten your attention? We all know that a person who has courage and understanding and doesn't get upset and doesn't become angry, we respect a person like that, don't we? Yes, we do. We respect them. A lot of people can fake it. Or in certain environments, like at work, where everything is controlled and everything is kind of surface level, and there are problems, but the problem set is very limited. It's circumscribed. You know, it's like typical problems that a customer brings, for example. See, some people are very good at handling those types of things, masterfully even, on the job. But when they get home, then what? Then they mess up with their family, with their partner, with their kids. They mess their life up. Something goes wrong. The guy goes off to work every day, and he becomes a manager, a senior manager, a district manager, a vice president. He becomes something, or she becomes that. And so good at handling things at work. But at home, all of a sudden your partner says, "I want a divorce." Your kids, you know, are running around with a bunch of ne'er-do-wells. And your kids are smoking drugs and walking around with their smartphone constantly. Something is wrong. Communication is not good. So my message is important. So how can you be at your best? Well, you know what? It's a state of mind. It's a state of being. See, it's a state of mind. It's a state of being. It's an awareness. It's a consciousness. So how can you do that? Well, you have to get out of your thinking. Now, for 26 years now, over 26 years, I've been saying the same thing. But I just say it better now than I used to. I understand it more deeply. You have to get out of your thinking. Look what happens now. Something upsets you. You go, see, obviously, if you get into an argument with your partner, or some customers bring complaints all of a sudden, or your kids fight with you, or you find out your kids are on drugs or something, okay, or big problems arise that are upsetting to you, okay, well, then what do? You get lost in, you retreat into your thoughts, and you sit around and worry and worry and plan and scheme and worry, and you search in your imagination for some answer. When you can't find one, it's like being in a squirrel cage, an endless loop, round and round and round and round. There are no answers there. And if you find an answer there, then it's a canned answer, a pre-planned answer. It rings false. It's not subtle enough for the moment. You see. And so you become frustrated, you become nervous, and you become upset, and then you look to someone else to guide you. You look to some expert. see, on the internet or in person or at an office or somewhere. We go around and asking other people. And if you do what they do, see, they're just as lost as you are. They may have some, their advice may be good, it may not. See, it may not, but maybe it is. Or maybe it's a partial fix. Or maybe it is a fix. So your immediate problem has been solved, you think. Maybe it hasn't been, but let's say that it is. Let's take the best possible scenario, and it's solved. But that's just a symptom. See, your problems are symptoms. What is the cause? The cause is that you're not totally aware. You're not totally aware. So here's what you need. Would you like to be at your best? Well, then you have to get out of your imagination, out of your thinking, out of your daydreams, and come back to the present, to the beautiful present where the birds are singing and the sky is blue. And so, to do that, first of all, you have to see that you need to come back to the present, and you have to want to come back to the present, to the truth, and be willing to admit the truth. Okay? So if you've made some mistakes, you have to be willing to see them, so that attitude will help. And then you need a little help. You need a little help. My meditation can help you. Okay? And so I'll talk about the meditation when we come back from this announcement. You can leave a question or comment at our listener call-in line. The number to call is 510-455-8851. That's 510-455-8851. Hi, this is Roland. Do you have relationship issues? Okay, who doesn't have relationship issues? That's why I want to tell you about my most popular book, The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. Do you and your partner argue all the time? Do you want to understand men and women better? Are you in a relationship and thinking of getting married? Then you'll want to preview The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll find out how to relate better with your partner, reduce your stress, and possibly even heal your relationship. Visit www.sheddingshackles.com and look for The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage. You'll be glad you did. Oh, incidentally, I want to tell you about a special we're having. For a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage by email as a token of my appreciation. That's right, for a donation of any amount, I'll send you a PDF of The Myths and Mysteries of Marriage so you can start reading right away. Just visit SheddingShackles.com and look for the Secure PayPal button. Reality is a beautiful place to be, and in reality, there is love, and there is hope, and there is joy, and a positivity. One lady said, I just want to get rid of negativity and find some positivity. Well, that's what you need, so... Can you see now how, if you develop the habit of falling, of retreating into the imagination when you get upset, somebody upsets you, and you start thinking and thinking, why did he say that? Why did she say that? What did they mean? Why? What can I do? How can I, next time I see them, I'll do this and I'll do that. But can you also see that that pattern of falling away from reality into the imagination, into daydreams, into planning and scheming and worrying? Can you see how that could begin to happen just in just about anything? Some little thing upsets you. You're driving along and another driver goes by and honks his horn. I'm just making something up. And it irritates you just a little bit. And for a moment, a minute, or a few seconds, 5 seconds maybe, you're thinking, what did he honk that horn for? It makes you a little bit upset. Irritated. You might drive, then you retreat into your thinking, then you might drive right past the exit you were supposed to take on a freeway because you were temporarily lost in thinking. Has that ever happened to you? Or have you ever been at home doing things and thinking about something? All of a sudden you think about what your wife said. What'd she say that for? What'd my husband do that for? And then you're lost in thought, and then all of a sudden you bump your hand on something, or bump your finger or something like that. Ouch, I bumped my finger, because you were a little bit upset thinking about what happened, you see? So that's your whole life. Every little thing now causes you to retreat. And what happens then is that problems build up. See, a lifetime of escaping from reality and not dealing things on a timely basis, brushing things under the carpet and pretending and not facing reality. See, then what happens? Well, what happens is that problems develop. And then you can't cope with the problems, so then you hide in imagination. When you can't hide in your imagination, and you're planning and scheming and worrying and thinking about the past and all of that stuff, well, then you get help hiding in a video game, hiding in texting, hiding in surfing the internet, hiding in music, hiding in entertainment, hiding in sports, watching sports, hiding in shopping, hiding in something, hiding in food, hiding in alcohol, hiding in marijuana. So first, now you have to see that your attitude has been where you didn't like reality, because reality showed that you didn't have understanding. You didn't have love. You were impatient. Showed that you were easily angered, that you didn't have patience for people. And it showed that you were, that you had inadequacies. See? And you had hang-ups from the past where other people had laid trips upon you and where you had become upset. It showed you all of that, and you didn't want to see it. So you preferred to hide from it. But the longer you hide, see, the more problems develop in reality. And eventually you have to face them. See? Eventually, sooner or later. So it would be better to face them now when the problems are still small. See? Rather than later when they're big. Okay? So you first have to see it's your attitude of not wanting to know the truth, of not wanting to admit you're wrong. That's your number one problem. See, wanting to be right and not wrong, wanting to, see, prove something to people, show them something, wanting to get over on people, wanting to get yours. See, some sort of pride, some sort of selfishness, that's been your problem. Some sort of anger over the past, anger at your dad or anger at your mom. See? That's been your problem. And people have supported you. They said, oh, you poor thing, it's all their fault. It's because of them. See, someone to blame. So they supported you by letting you blame someone. And then they came with drugs and with alcohol and with marijuana and with entertainment. But can't you see they're weakening you? And so therefore, you need to come back to the present. So if your attitude is that you can see that you've been hiding and now you're willing to be honest, well, then get my meditation. Okay, I have a free one. And I also have a really, really nice four-part meditation. Go to my website and check them out and then try them. Download my four-part classic meditation and two ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org. or SheddingShackles.com. Hi, this is Roland. Are you interested in improving your relationship with your partner? Or how about improving your relationship with your kids if communication is not so good? Okay, and then how about getting rid of hurt feelings and misunderstandings and so on? Well, then you really ought to read one of my books about relationships and about marriage. One of the ones that I don't talk about a lot, I should talk about more, is my book called Putting the Forever Back in Love. Oh, what a wonderful book. It's over 300 pages, Putting the Forever Back in Love. I talk about how to improve your relationship, what to do if your wife asks you to leave, how to forgive and forget, okay? How to stay married for a long time and live happily ever after, how to develop character, and learn to bear suffering and grow from it, okay? And how to have understanding when you deal with other people, okay? okay? And how not to judge your husband so much, and how not to resent your wife. Well, may I recommend you get Putting the Forever Back in Love. Just visit SheddingShackles.com or TalkToAPastor.org, and you can preview it for free. It's also on Amazon. Putting the Forever Back in Love. I think you'll really enjoy it. So I have a lot of resources. Like I've said, I've been around over 26 years now. So what resources do I have? Well, first of all, I have the meditations. Free one. You know, if you want to put one toe in the water, if you want to try something, just see how it is, well, get the free meditation. You can go to my website, SheddingShackles.com, or TalkToAPastor.org. Remember, it's O-R-G, TalkToAPastor.org. You get the meditation, the free one. Or you get the four-part meditation. I should talk about it more because it's so good. The four-part meditation has, not only do you get a chance to practice the meditation, so you can call it, see, what does the meditation do? It helps you to center yourself in the present. That's where you want to be, centered in the present, where the birds are singing. And it permits you to, from the being centered then, to observe emotions and thoughts without becoming upset by what you see. Your thoughts can float by, you scan them, but you don't get pulled into them. You know how you get how people get pulled into watching television or pulled into a movie? They become totally lost in the movie. Or if you watch people watch television sometime and see how they get totally lost in it. They lose themselves. Well, that's the way you've been living your whole life. Lost in, but not lost in television all the time, but lost in your thinking, in your imagination, that virtual reality or unreality of your imagination. No wonder problems have developed. What you need is wisdom, understanding, patience. You do not find them in imagination. You won't find them in thinking. You won't find them in a book. No one can give them to you. You find them when you're in reality and you make you contact, okay, your inner ground of good and learn to flow from it instead of flowing from reacting to other people like an animal. Instead of flowing from whatever your tricky imagination tells you, instead flow from what you know in your heart is right. Then you become spontaneous. You become free. You become your own person. Okay? You know, if somebody's having a nightmare and they're laying in bed screaming and then they wake up and then they see it was just a dream. It was only a nightmare. Okay? Well, that's what you need to do. You've been living in your nightmare imagination so long, you need to wake up and see that it's just a dream. Start living in reality. Okay, that's what you need to do. Okay, so like I said, the four-part meditation, you should get it. It's very good. You get two ebooks with it, and it's a suggested donation of $10. That's not a lot of money. Believe me, I buy the airtime myself. Yes, I pay for this radio station. I don't work for the station. I buy the airtime. I have to pay for it out of my own pocket. And I have to buy my internet time and everything else. I have to buy all of it. And once in a while, someone helps me with a little something. Okay? So, this is basically like charity for me. Okay? It's charity. It's giving something back. You hear people say, well, I want to give something back. Well, I've been giving something back for 26 years now. Okay? So, you know, asking $10 donation for the beautiful meditation. It's over an hour long. You can listen to it in different parts. Part one is 20 minutes or so, and you can. It has a lot of explanation. See, there's a lot of things you don't know or you've forgotten. You knew them once when you were a little child, but you've forgotten them. So you have to learn how to speak up for yourself, how not to be resentful. See, how to clear the air of unhappy feelings. You need to know a little bit more about what it means to be a father, for example. You need to understand these basic things better. Okay? You need to be reminded of them. And I've written many books. I have 19 books. Most of them are on Amazon. You can look inside them. Most of them are on Amazon, where you can look inside, and have hundreds of YouTube lectures. Oh, they're just so beautiful, by YouTube lectures. You should watch those. So I have all these resources that are free. You know, the meditation and reading a little bit of some of my books and watching some of my YouTube lectures, that might be all you need to start a new life, to start over, and this time get it right. Download my 4-part classic meditation and 2 ebooks right now. Just visit talktoapastor.org or sheddingshackles.com. Would you like a really positive attitude? If so, you must learn how not to be upset. If you're easily upset, it is because you are too reactive. In order to be calm, you must learn the secret of responding to inner principle instead of external tease. To learn the secret of not reacting with resentment and upset, go to sheddingshackles.com, where you can download a free introductory copy of the meditation exercise. By relating humbly to inner principle, you can overlook others' cruelty, and you can also learn to overlook your own negative thoughts and emotions. By having remained unmoved, you are free to discern the meaning of the moment and respond with patience. The self-control you receive will restore confidence and a positive attitude based on a love of principle and having patience with others. Visit sheddingshackles.com and start living instead of reacting. I hope you enjoyed today's program. My name is Roland. You can just call me Roland. You can call me Pastor Roland if you want to. I don't have a church, but, well, I talk to people like a pastor would, don't I? A good pastor. Not a pastor who wants something from you, but a pastor who has your best interests at heart. Or a chaplain. Chaplains are nice. Call me a chaplain. Call me whatever you want. But please check out my meditation and my free resources and get started with your new life, would you please? Until next time, Lord willing, and the creek don't rise, I'll see you then. Bye-bye.
You have been listening to Shedding Shackles with your host, Roland Trujillo. Now you can listen to Roland anytime by logging on to www.sheddingshackles.com. You'll find lots of free, helpful information, and you can also order materials or make a donation by using your credit card. Once again, the web address is sheddingshackles.com. Please remember that Shedding Shackles is listener supported. Thank you.